When the river's on, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some deep. When it's free, oh, we go to river and swim. When we go fishing, we catching a brim. When the river's on, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some deep.
Call me Wally, this is our map. I wear my NRL baseball cap. Play them out of my team if you know what I mean. To be the captain, that's my dream.
My name is Keith from McKinney Street. I walk and still still beat the beat. When it grows here, I shake a leg. This is my rhyme and that's what I said.
Lineup, play me wrong, and yes, you might wind up dead on arrival, cause this is survival of the fittest. So do your push-ups, say get weighted, or get off it without that. No question about that.
They're closing in.
Please don't add to his troubles.
Dull Brad.
Uniformity of style is one of the depressing aspects of globalization, and nowhere more so than in the wine business. The global craving for big, fruity, caramel-laced reds, heavy on berry-filled taste but short on structure, has caused winemakers the world over to jump on the easy-drinking bandwagon. I drink Chiantis these days that have nothing to do with the wonderful, rough, tannic wine I consumed by the fiasco when a student in Florence in the 1970s. They've gone all soft and facile, their distinguishing tannins and acidity smooth away for the global palate. A peasant wine has been smartened up and undermined. Many Spanish riojas have undergone similar tanning. The result is wines well adapted to our instant gratification world, offering a blast of flavor followed by a great void. Because the new wines yield so easily, they have nothing left to give. The years cannot soften non-existent tannins. Fruit cannot be offset by non-existent acidity. Aging is pointless.
Into pseudo-human activities. The fourth chakra is at the level of the heart. And the name of this is Anahata, which is a very strange name. It means not hit. But the full translation of the sense of this term is the sound that is not made by two things striking together. What would that sound be? All the sounds that we hear are made by two things striking together. The sound of my voice is the air striking the vocal cord. Something strikes something. What would the sound be that is made by two things, but not made by any two things striking together? It is the sound of the energy of which the universe itself is a precipitation. The energy, in theological terms, of God's creative will, which brings about the world and of which the world is the apparition. That is antecedent to things, and the hearing of that sound would be the awakening of the realization of the immanence of the divine power in all things, in yourself, everywhere, all the time. Now we're getting to the beginning of the reference of mythological symbols, telling you that things are radiant of a mystery which hides behind their masks, and which you, if you can bring your own spiritual experience up to that center in yourself, will by resonance recognize. Now, of course, we all know what this sound is. If you don't think you know, just ask Allen Ginsberg. It's Om. The Sanskrit way of reading Om is by analyzing O into A and U. In Sanskrit, A and U combined are O. So we have this syllable, A-U-M. When you pronounce Om, it starts in the back of the mouth, ah, and then the sound mass fills the mouth, ooh, and then it closes at the lips, mm. This is called the four-syllable word. The fourth syllable is the silence surrounding Om, supporting Om, and buzzing within it, so to say. Now these three letters, R, U, M, are allegorically interpreted as follows, so that they will represent the entire universe in all its nature. R represents, or is said to suggest, waking consciousness. That's our condition here. In waking consciousness, the subject and object of knowledge, I, see, you, are separate from each other. The objects are gross objects, that is to say they're made of heavy, slowly modifying substance. In this world of waking consciousness, there are three self-radiant things. There's the sun, there's lightning, and there's fire. These are regarded then as entrances to a transcendent sphere, the sphere of the U, which is the sphere of dream consciousness. In dream consciousness, consciousness, the subject and object are the same. You see your dream, but the dream is a manifestation of your own self. And so, although the subject and object seem to be separate, they are one. Dream is the level of the gods. Dream is where heaven is. Heaven and hell, the deities and the demons, are simply the cosmic counterparts of microcosmic dream. And through your dream, you are entering that great room of the dream world. And since in that realm, subject and object, though they seem to be separate, are not separate, all the gods that you behold in vision are your own very self. All the heavens, the hells, the gods, and the demons are within you, are one with you, and through your dream and your visionary life, you get into touch with them. They are self-radiant, they are of subtle matter, they change form rapidly, they are multitudinous in their implications. You cannot catch them in a word that refers only to waking consciousness. The aim of poetry, the aim of art, is to show things in that dream consciousness state. That's why purely naturalistic or realistic art is, from this sense, impotent. The art that awakens the dream consciousness so that in waking life you can become aware of the dream is the art that opens the way to the ooh of om. Then the M represents the realm of deep, dreamless sleep. Here, there is consciousness under non-consciousness, but it is consciousness of no specific thing. This, if you could only know it, if you could only be awake there, would be pure, absolute consciousness. Not consciousness specific to this, that, or another thing, from this, that, or another point of view, whether a waking thing or a dream thing, but absolute, undifferentiated, perfect consciousness. The goal of yoga is to go into that sphere of deep sleep and full consciousness awake, not asleep. And then you would have quenched your ego system in its source, in the pure light, the light of bliss, which is the true root of your being. And it's to that that our symbol world of the ooh system introduces you. It is the medium through which your waking consciousness is brought to know about your deep sleep, and beyond that, pure consciousness. No name can speak of it. The one who has experienced that has no words for it, because words refer only to waking or dream consciousness. This is the sound, then, and the realization of the imminent universal presence that comes to you when the psychological energies have reached the sphere of the heart. It is the awakening of the religious life. As the Hindus say, it is at the heart that the hands of the devotee touch the feet of God. And in the Catholic tradition, you've seen the figure of Christ, the Sacred Heart. It is at the level of the heart that the spiritual life begins. And the symbol, to interpret the symbols of the religious life in terms of the three lower chakras, is to lose the whole possibility of the spiritual life as understood in these systems.
You shithead, where are my pills? That bitch can afford it. She's got another couple grand coming for this one. Can't you at least give me my fucking pills?
Hi, Madge. This is Candace, one of your, or should I say your, Canadian listener. I've been listening to your show for about a year now, and you've opened my eyes to, you know, how disgusting the world really is. Anyways, I just want to say that your recent show with Auntie Vera Charles has been one of your best yet. You're completely vivacious and chatty and just, you know, delicious and retarded. Yeah, so thank you, and keep making amazing shows.
If Peter Pan was an old man, would the kids still follow him? If Peter Pan was an old man, would the kids still look up to him? What a life, being able to fly, never gonna die. Must be lucky being Peter Pan instead of being a real man. It sucks to be a real man. This man. this man. I don't wanna die, man. I don't wanna die, man. I don't wanna be an old man. I don't wanna die, man. I don't wanna be an old man. I don't wanna die, man. I don't wanna be an old man. I wanna fly like Peter Pan.
I bet you thought I wasn't even going to come on and talk after all that, huh? I bet you that's what you thought. I bet you did think that. I bet you did think that. I bet you did think that. I bet you did. I bet you did think that, but, well, it's just not the truth. Listen, everyone, my name is Madge Weinstein, and I'm a food allergic lesbian. Here, let's listen to the rest of my theme song by Dr. Taylor E. Ross, Cunt Doctor. But just... Plov duty. Be right back. Hi, I'm back. You couldn't tell I was gone, but I'm back. The reason I had to go away was because I'm having this problem. I'm having a technological problem that almost caused me to have a nervous breakdown while Griselda was here last week. I'm wondering if somebody can help me. Now, I have this Behringer mixer, and it's a BCF2000. Got it? BCF2000. I've used it for probably 2.5, 3 years, something like that. I use it in LC, logic control mode with Ableton Live. Haven't had a problem. Use it through the USB interface, not the DVD. That would be something completely different. Why do I sound like I'm selling used cars at the Kmart? Anyway, it just stops working. And on both computers, I don't know what the... has anybody have this happen? It stops working. It starts working only in one direction, but not in both directions. Where it receives signals from the computer, but it won't send them back, or vice versa. After a couple of minutes, then when I go into the Macintosh and to the MIDI devices and the audio MIDI setup program, I hit go to audio MIDI devices and I click on rescan MIDI, and then it comes back for a few minutes and then it goes away, and I don't know what's causing it. It's driving me fucking crazy. Okay, seriously, things do drive me crazy. Hello, Liz.
Many a boy worries about this. This is.
It is not normal, Dr. Liswood. It is not perfectly normal. Not everything is normal, just because you say it is.
Many a boy worries about this. This is normal.
Bullshit.
It's normal for her to have.
Oh, that's
her
not
vagina.
Even funny. Fuck you. All right. The fucking air conditioner's on. I should have turked it off. Oh, Jesus Christ. All that fucking music. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I didn't even want to do this program, to tell you the truth. I feel like my mother's twisting my arm. Did I already say that today? I feel like she's saying, Madge, time to do your program, do your homework, or you're going to bed with none of my disgusting beef stew that could choke and horse. Yes, and horse. I think that's supposed to be. Oh, God. Interviewer is insane. She wants to finger my USB interface. That's nuts. So we've got an Eat This Hot show coming up, but there's some technical difficulties on the Vieira point of things. So even though I don't care, I'm going to torture her by telling her, right, Tippecanoe County, been there, done that. Listen, I have notes. Let's see my notes, since I haven't done a program in years. Jesus Christ, Barcelona, no water. That's old. I wonder if Barcelona has water yet. I don't feel like talking about any of this goddamn shit. You know what? It's like, I'm just this fucking id thing right now. New message from Antivira. What does it say? Updates. Oh, yeah. She wants to finger my USB. I told her to kiss her Mac and call it her little lovey. Maybe it'll stop crashing when she's trying to create a pogrom for it. For us. For you, really. Audience. Gentle audience. Whatever the fuck you're called. Cunts. Cunt slinging whores. Now let's talk about the new lady I met. Her name is Leg Lips. You can find her at flickr.com/yeastradio, and you look at the most recent picture. Well, it's hard to see, but there's an IHOP and a lady with lips on her legs. Giant leg lips, also known as a leg penis. Let's go through the headlines for this evening. Brady, the queen at the gym, substitute teaching spinning, wanted to see bib overall shredded all over the gym walls due to her being oozied to death for being in an annoying spin teaching mess. Wearing bib overalls in a disaster, and ugh, God, I just can't stand looking at her fucking penis. Jesus Christ, and I can't stop fucking farting today, seriously, all day with this. Ugh, it's just splatting, and I don't know what I ate to cause that. I really don't. Damn it, I love that smell. I did that smell on the on the elevator the other day, and the redneck elephant man, not elephant, maintenance, I don't know why I said elephant, maintenance man, oh, he got on the elevator and he gave me a mean look. I don't blame him. I would have shit myself. I did. That's what caused it. Let's see. So, black penis. These are the headlines. I'm going to briefly just Amy Goodman them real quick twice. Redundancy department. Black lips at the gym. Church took a dollar back. Housing bill is fucked. Amy Winehouse is a terrorist. Norm Augustinus is iPhone rant. Karma Bank. Exclamation point. Bush high deficit and fecal matter and the DNA database. That's back to Max. There we go. There was headlines for this evening on the Yeast Radio, or whenever you happen to be listening to it and fucking yourself. And get fucked. Why is this in the Eat This Hot Show? Oh, God. Why is this in the Eat This Hot Show project? I didn't mean for that to happen. This whole thing is fucked. Seriously. Pipe laying Lawanda. Whatever. Why do I talk on this fucking thing? You know, we have to do meta today. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll talk about what's going on in the world briefly. There's a lot of shit. Let's see. Go to Google Reader, and then I'm just going to talk about why the fuck I'm still doing this. I don't have any fucking idea. Seriously. Jesus Christ. I met with this kid today. He was trying to do some green stuff. You know, and I met with him, and you know what? He doesn't... I was talking to him about green. I was saying, well, go Google... look at what Daryl Hannah's done. And you know what he, you know, because she did a lot with the green and the shit, you know, the shit diesel or whatever they call it. And he said, you know what he said? Who's Daryl Hannah? My God, 20-year-olds don't know who fucking Daryl Hannah is? Give me a fucking break. Anyway, and also, there was something else I forgot. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. Do you find here? McCain runs a cowardly, sleazy... Who gives a shit? This is so fucking boring. I love these fucking fair-weather political fans. They feel good about themselves as if they've... Pretend all they don't care about is their fucking iPhone. And by the way, you gotta hear the fucking rant that Norm did on the iPhone. I don't know which fucking show it was. One of the last couple of shows. He only does like one a week. It was so funny. And he's talking about how the iPhone, you know, this... He, you know, he's like, you douchebag, you got a fucking iPhone and nobody calls you still. You got an iPhone, you thought people would be calling you, you can joke on the iPhone on the bus, but guess what? Nobody's fucking calling you. You got to listen to Norm Augustinus, normaugustinus.com, like August of the month. Let's see. God, this is fucking boring. These fucking... Oh my God, am I signed in or is this just boring shit? I am signed in. I don't make no fucking sense. Oh, God, the iLife thing. I had to revert my entire computer after doing the QuickTime 7.5 update and all the related shit. Do not do it, I must say. Let's see, what is Radio Peter? Oh, I saw the best play with him. Peter from RadioPeter.com. He took me to see the greatest play. If you're in Chicago, you must see it. It's called Glengarry Glen Ross. Yes, everyone told me it's a movie. I never heard of it because I don't give a fuck. It's at the Red Twist Theater. And what they did, it's a David Mamet play about men in the, you know, and the man and sales. And it's such a powerful satire. My friend Larry, who called me 5 times already while I'm doing this show because he's insane, told me that all the great, and he's a great actor, but he told me all the great plays of the 20th century were all about salesmen. I think he's right. So this play is about salesmen, you know, I would say in the, I don't know when, whenever, real estate salesmen, maybe the 70s, I'm not sure. And but what's interesting is this particular theater troupe took half the roles and made them played by women. And it was women with a Y, and it was, I mean, it's just good. The acting is amazing, and just what they did by casting it this way, and the act, oh, it's just wonderful. You have to go see this, seriously. It's playing until August 24th, and it's a little tiny storefront theater, so you got to get reservations, and it's, let's see, the website is redtwist.org. These people always win awards. Everything they do is great, they, according to Peter, and I believe it. Let's see. Okay. So anyway, Peter baked a cake on his vlog, I guess. I don't know. I have time to look at it. I'm busy. Let's see. It was favorited by Justin Davis of the Justin Feed from Oklahoma. I thought it was from Shelbyville, Indiana for the longest time, but he ain't. Let's see. Who are the green video bloggers? That sounds familiar. All right, let's see. Irina Slutsky's first player, foreclosure, spreading to the high end. Oh no, we better start caring. Oh, so we had this housing bill, and I don't know if you know this audience, but the housing bill, while supposed to be bailing out people that are fucked, which it sounds like it does to an extent, of course, by bailing out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and all these other douchebags. But it also allows people that are going to lose their home to supposedly get lower interest loans. That's what I read anyway. But the thing is, it also had, and it has, this hasn't been getting much pluck, like a chicken. Pluck, chicken. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, within the housing bill was buried, not so deep, a provision that requires all credit card transactions to be sent to the IRS. Isn't that lovely? Fuckers. Nobody cares, though. And this is where we get to Amy Winehouse as a terrorist. And this is what I'm building on from last week, or whenever that was I did my last show, maybe 3 years. When does Michael Carino is sending me an email? Madge, I blame you again. I've decided to move to Pro Tools. I don't fucking use Pro Tools. What the fuck is he talking about? Anyhow, since M-Audio, DigiDesign, and Avid are all in the same family, I got a free copy of Ableton Live Lite. Normally, I would take my Pro Tools and run, but knowing what you do with Ableton and make up for the fact I don't know shit about Live, when you asked me a couple of years ago, boring. Hope things are going well. Pet Trotsky for me. Oh, yeah, and Cheryl is an ugly whore, but she's a wonderful ugly whore, Mike. Yeah, try it. I like it. Yeah, I've been using it. Ableton, that's what I do to produce this program, and I like it. So, deal. But Pro Tools is the, you know, the professional tool for the professionals. So if you want to be a, like Andy Vera Charles and not be able to tie a light bulb in, whatever, in the RV, whatever she does. I don't know. I'm getting uptight. My yoga, one of my yoga, I have all these yoga teachers. The nice one from Monday night, she said, wow, you need a massage. You're tense. I'm like, no shit. I'm a lesbian and you're touching me with food allergies and you're, you know, making my vagina whack. What do you expect? Oh, I fought it. Sorry. Anyway, Amy Winehouse is a terrorist because her drug abuse distracts the news reporters from reporting news and instead they report her, so she's a terrorist. She's Jewish. Okay, let's see. Flat Stanley learns how ownership of infinite goods hurts everyone. I'm not going to read that. We're the U.S. government, so we can ignore pesky things like the DCMA. This is what reminds me of something, which is Digital Millennium. This reminds me of something. You know, I was walking Trotsky all the way home from my sister's house. It was really fucking far, miles and miles. I just felt like it, okay? And as I'm walking across Ashland Avenue, you can Google map it, Google Earth it, iPhone it, whatever. Nobody's calling you, so you might as well use it as a fucking map for $600 and $100 a month, you fucking moron. Yeah, I sound like I'm copying fucking Norman Augustinus. One of the best podcasts out there, though, I have to say. He used to do regular pieces on this program, but not so much lately. He did around Christmas time, gave me several. Let's see. But his girlfriend is also the voice of the Nike, I think, she just sounds familiar, the Nike computer that tells you how much to run on the iPod. You know that thing, the little gadget that you plug into your shoe? I think that's the same voice as Norman Augustine's girlfriend. Oh, God. Starbucks post first loss. Who cares? Almert's fair to quit. Almert's quitting. Let's see. Bush signs housing bill as Fannie Mae grows. Right. Let's see if this Reuters story even mentions the fact that all... See, they just don't mention it. I haven't even read it. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. $300 billion initiative. Blah, blah, blah. Which own or guarantee almost half... Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Let's see. I don't see. Oh, well, it's three pages of story. Let's see. Let's see if it says anything about the fact that the... I think I might be masturbating by accident while I'm talking to you. That's horrible. I shouldn't do that. I should just stick a dildo in my vagina and let it do the work with maybe a vibrator, maybe the dolphin. Let's see, company's mortgage holdings, blah, 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 blah. Oh, this business about this meme that's sort of going around that speculation is causing this fake recession. That's just bullshit, and it's a talking point. It's come up. KarmaBankRadio.com. Listen to that show. If you really want to understand what's going on in the economy, nobody understands it better than Max, and nobody... explains it better than Max and Stacy at Karma Bank. You have to keep listening to it. It requires a lot of understanding of economics. It is not easy to get right away, but do try. You will benefit from it. And I get so frustrated when trying to explain this crap myself. And I'm, because it's, you know, when I'm just trying to understand it, you know, it's, and to explain it to you is quite a burden, and I can often make mistakes. So if you just get it from the horse's mouth over there in France, the Karma Bank, then you're that'd be better for me. Then I can talk about my vagina and be a terrorist by not talking about real things. Oh, my God, is this farting ever going to stop? I think it's because I had so many bananas and peaches. Not peaches, oranges. Hold on, here we go. Hold on like you're going to go anywhere. Did you hear the little splat? It sounded like a short, but it wasn't a short. I shorted my short. Jerry Lewis. Oh, I love this. Wait, I read this on Eat This Hot Show, but since Vera can't figure it out, let me just go to my stored items. These stories from today are so dumb. Dr. Strange Vote saves mankind with Luddite voting recipe. When it comes to elections, California's Secretary of State Deborah Bowen opts for a blander, more traditional technologies. That's the Register. It's always brilliant. Love their writing there. British people are funny, and they're not afraid to express themselves, whereas Americans are one-dimensional morons. Okay, let's see. Why am I starring these dumb things? Bush's legacy, worst deficit ever from Joe, my God. W's gone crazy with the nation's credit card and will be paying it off until gas comes free with bubblegum. President Bush's budget chief blamed the faltering economy and bipartisan stimulus plan package for the record 400. Let me talk to you about this fucking stimulus plan. So I paid my taxes late because it's fucking millions of dollars. And I swear to God, I pay more taxes than I actually earn. I don't know how this works. I made an innocent mistake when calculating my already late taxes. My account figured it out. I had already gotten the extension, but guess what? So I finished it. I find I owe $6,000 when I thought I would owe $2,000. So I'm broke and I'm grounded. And lastly, and most hilariously, so, you know, my mail got accidentally forwarded by another branch of the government for 2 weeks to my sister's house, even though I made absolutely no request for it to do so. It just decided to do it. So I went, and the fat lesbian fixed it for me at the post office. She was very nice on Irving Park Road. Very nice, and fixed it the very next day. Everything was fine. Okay, no lost mails. But then, guess what? So I opened the mail. There's at least three, maybe four letters from the IRS. One of them is because my accountant establishes payment plans so I can pay for the fucking millions and zillions of dollars. And I look, and it says penalties, $600, right? $600 in penalties, you know, and because I haven't paid, and it's only been since April 15th. You know, so basically our government is a fucking loan shark. Okay, so $600 I owe, which basically means I've already accrued 10% interest on $6,000 that I haven't paid, even though I already paid $2,000. So it's more than that in penalties in a few months since fucking April. Three months, it goes $600 is fucking loan shark bullshit. So I can pay for people to get murdered. This is why I have to leave this fucking country, and I'm a broken record because it never fucking happens, right? So then I look, and then there's the next letter. What? I'm not sure the order. And then another letter says, urgent message read, your economic stimulus check is coming. Expect it within the next 2 weeks. Call this number if you don't get it by July 25th. Oh, goody, I thought. This makes no sense. Why would they send me a check when I owe them 10 times that amount? So then I get that the next statement, which reduces my balance that I owe them by, guess what, $600, right? So they charged me $600 in penalty fees so far for being late with my taxes that are already fucking ridiculous and paying for people to get murdered with these fucking predator drones. And then they take the money and think, how stupid. I mean, the government, I swear, they think we're as dumb as our fucking president. And who can blame them? Because we are, really, most people. We're stupid, and I blame the people, and that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Remember, we the people, it's that little old thing in the Constitution, we the people, or is that the Declaration of Independence? Oh, God, I'm an idiot. Let me Google that. We the people, is that the Constitution or the Declaration? In order to form a more perfect union, how does it go? We the people. Oh, my God, I'm an idiot. The Constitution, yeah, okay, it is the Constitution. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide, it's like that song, remember that fucking song on the Children's Day, on the Saturday morning cartoons? I wasn't a lesbian, I mean, I was a lesbian then, and I was a grown-up, but I still watched that. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common, provide for the common defense, no defense, not offense. Promote the general welfare. Secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. To ordain and establish this constitution for the United States of America. Now, we the people means us. We, you and me have to do shit. It's us. We did this. It's our constitution. Ours. Us, we. It's not Barack Obama. It's not Nancy Pelosi. It's us. It's you and it's me. And it's you and it's me. So if you're sitting there waiting for somebody else to do something, then you're fucked up. And it's your fault as much as anybody else's that we have corporations controlling every fucking thing and ruining everything. I mean, they're destroying Democracy Now, but these fucking stadiums and how, you know, they're just ripping off all these big cities. There's a $2 billion stadium going up in New York. That's a scam. That's a ripoff on so many levels. Listen to the fucking show yourself. I'm not going to be your fucking nursery school book reader for you. I'm not going to read this fucking story before you go to fucking bed, you asshole. But Jesus Christ, all these things, all these corporations screwing us over. In politicians' pockets are these corporations, or vice versa, whatever the fucking analogy is. Even the saint and the savior, the Jesus Christ, the Barack Obama, is already in the hands of the pockets, whatever the fucking. He's being, you know, controlled in to a large extent, apparently, by these fucking corporations. And you know what? The only thing that can stop them is you. We the people, because every time there's been major change in different in countries' governments, you know why? You know why it happens? Not because all of a sudden people think, oh, I should have been listening to these bloggers. I should have been listening to these left-wing bloggers. You know, maybe they're right. You know, maybe I, the politician, should listen to the left-wing bloggers instead of taking millions of dollars from Coca-Cola. It doesn't work that way. Revolutions happen, governments change because we the people do something. We the people stop giving a fuck about Amy fucking Winehouse and actually do stuff. Now I forgot what I was talking about. So anyway, so the economic stimulus thing, so I get my check for $600 and it just happens to be the same exact amount that they took away from me. So they charge me $600 in fucking penalties, and then they have the nerve to say, oh, here's your fucking stimulus check for $600. Wow. Thanks, douche. Idiots. God, these fucking people. Thanks for the stimulus package. And then at the fucking Black Jewel, they have these little signs that say, spend your stimulus package on this fucking bullshit. Like, what? Fuck you. Stop spending money, idiots. Stop spending money. Stop being consumers. When was the last time you saw on TV, and Max talks about this a lot, save money? Save money. No. Remember when you were young and people would be like, savings, you can get a saving. Nobody wants you to save money. They want you to spend money and give it to more fucking rich assholes. No more we the people. It's we the corporations, screw you the people, and we the fucking bottoms. That's what it is. We the fucking bottoms. Fuck us. Get fucked. We the bottoms. Let us get fucked. Feed us pop culture and feed us iPhones that nobody will call us fucking on. So we can press fucking buttons because we're fucking stupid as hell. Let's see. Oh, fuck, Braid. So the spin teacher was annoying. Big deal. Who gives a shit? See, he puts it in perspective when I can talk about that stuff. So, you know what? He's putting his shirt on over those fucking bib overall bicycle pants that look ridiculous. He's got his dick tucked up. It looked fucking... He looked retarded, and he's just all queening out and like, if you think that class is too hard, you can just walk on over to the elliptical trainers. Hey, baby. But he had these bib overalls. I swear, I couldn't even look him in the face. If I had an Uzi, I would have shot him, and his fucking guts would have been all over the walls with little bits of spandex bib overall running panties everywhere. It was that annoying, seriously. I was at a church, and I took a dollar. Next. Because it was hot. I took a dollar back. I gave them $2 in the collection tray. Don't ask why I go to church when I'm a Jew. I was in the church. I put $2 in the collection plate. Then I realized it's fucking hot in here and I took a dollar back. So much for the green, right? Who's perfect? Not me. Maybe Wand of Wisdom is. Good ship lollipapsed. Good ship lollipapsmear. Oh, I gotta write that down. Good ship lollipapsmear. Smear. I guess that'll be the name of the program if I can fucking remember that. Yeah, I guess that's... Oh, the Black Lips. So I talked about this on Eat This Hot Show. Listen to that to hear about Black Lips. Eat This Hot Show number 53, which Vera, our producer, is actually working on very slowly. Oh my God, she is such an idiot. Okay, she says, I tried to upload it. Hold on. Will you check it? Let's call this dumb bitch. I am so sick of this dumb cunt. I'm going to just call the fucking whore right now and I'm going to dig her a new asshole right in her old one because there's room for it. I am angry with this person and not really, but I am. What is Keynote? I don't even use fucking Keynote. I don't use this bullshit. Why is Keynote coming up? Oh, great. I'm online to all the fucking people that have been trying to fucking call me are going to see, oh, I'm on fucking line. I'm on fucking line. Auntie Vera Doucheface. Calling Auntie Vera Doucheface. Better fucking answer, whore. Bitch. Oh. Hello? Oh, she didn't answer. I haven't got all day. I'm a whore. I'm a whore. Hello? God damn it. Answer the fucking Skype. Hello? I see you. She's typing. Hang on. I'm recording. You will be on. So be on your worst behavior. Cunt. I mean cunt. Yay. Hello? Vera? I know you're there. I don't hear you. Why don't I hear you? Are you talking to me? Type something if you can hear me. Oh, your headphones ain't working. Okay. That's fine. Well, I guess that's why you can't hear me. I just... Oh, for fuck's cunt. Jesus Christ. Damn it. I can't take this anymore. I can't take this no more. Hurry, and I don't want this to talk into a fucking year-long Vera conversation. This is the end of my pilgrim. Vera, come on. I see you, and I don't hear you. Vera, give me my cigarettes. Nurse Ratched. Nurse Ratched, give me my cigarettes. Nurse Ratched. Nurse Ratched. Hello? Hello? She wants to call me back. Auntie Vera is calling. Hello?
Hello?
God damn it, are you a fucking dumb bitch? I will kick your ass sideways to the curb. What do you mean you upload the fucking thing? I'm recording, by the way. Why do you mean you can't... Shut up, I'm not done. What do you mean you can't fucking upload the file? You know, now it's fucking there. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well... I'm so glad that you're going to be gentle with me.
Oh, blow up. You know, just stick a pipe bomb up your asshole and blow up.
I followed all of your instructions and it...
I'm hyperventilating. And with anger, out with anger.
So you're recording a new program, are you? My God, what earth-shattering thing happened for you to...
Well, I had gas, but I was just telling the general audience, I had gas, yeah. Gas, is, you know, it does a lot. It makes a baby smile. It makes me do a pogrom. But I was just telling the general audience, I'm already 41 minutes into this program when you emailed me and I called you. I said, this bitch better not fucking monopolize and think I'm going to fucking talk to her fucking an hour because it ain't going to fucking happen.
You got that right.
But I did have a special request to have that. I rarely get voicemails anymore because I hardly give out the number, which is 206-888-CUNT. 206-888-CUNT. Some girl from Canada called and she said that she really liked it when Vera was on because I sounded like a like so much better. Anyway, what's wrong with the upload?
I just tried again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, I can you look to see if it's there?
I'm looking right now, you stupid bitch. Okay.
You are so lucky.
Did I have you to abuse? True that.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Where are we? What are your calls? Dumb. I'm trying to think. Auntie Vera. Hang on. I got to log into that thing we just set up for you.
You don't have to go into mine. Go into yours.
What do you mean, go into mine?
Is this FTP client only under my name?
Huh?
Forget it. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking
care.
Okay,
what's the file called? What's the file called?
Eat This Hot Show, episode 53.
Ow. I don't see nothing in there. All right, can you just send it to me the old way?
I'm going to send it to you the old way because this brand new special way that you set up sucks!
Did you kiss your computer and make nice and call it your little lovey?
I stuck my tongue in its USB port.
And it worked, right? Because you were nice to it. That's right. That's right, because it crashed, what, 7 times when you were trying to put this program together?
It crashed twice.
And then I told you you're being mean to it. You said it's because it's a Mac, and I told you call it your little lovey and kiss it.
No, I know it, because you're just
It's a lovey.
Funny.
It's a lovey.
You're a funny person.
It's a lovey.
It is.
It's a lovey now. Is it a lovey now?
It's a lovey, man.
Are you just grateful that it listens to you every day? And you should be really more grateful for that computer than any one of your fucking loveys because it listens to you more than fucking anyone. It cannot escape you. No wonder it's angry. God, this bitch. Enough with this bitch and this fucking cunt juice of hers. God damn it. Fuck this bounce.
I spent a goddamn hour and a half with you today. Why are you torturing me and making me spend even more time with you now?
Did you hear the fart when you were introducing me this on the show today, by the way? Did that get in?
I didn't hear it, now.
Oh, shit. I did that special. Why are you... Because why do you climb a mountain?
Because it's there.
Thank you. All right. I was in a foul mood. You'll hear it on the show that I'm about to produce. I was just fucking going off. And then I get
what
email.
What makes you think I listen to your show?
Oh.
Why would I be... Why would
well,
I bother?
If you listen... Because it's a, because you're going to be on it... this time.
Oh, well, then I will definitely listen to
and
it.
And there was actually a caller that said something nice about you, which I think is like a lunar eclipse. So I think you should listen to it.
Eclipse, leops.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to send it to me that way.
Yeah,
right?
I could do it right now. I could do it right now.
Well, it's going to take time and all that.
And it's going to take and
take kill bands. The Skype, which is probably good. Let's see, how long have I been doing this program? So anyway...
Yeah. You have something important.
Did you masturbate today? Yeah.
No, actually, I didn't.
Did you have any sex today since you have a wonderful husband that you love so much because you're so very lucky and blah, blah, fucking blah? Did you get fucked? Did you fuck?
We did not have sex today. No, we did not.
Okay. Then, okay. Well, that's. Right. Right. Fill in the blank. Fill in the fucking blank. So Angie Vera, for the general audience who doesn't know her, has a very wonderful podcast called VeraSpeaks.com. She entertains, she reads her stories, which happen to be my favorite part when she bleeds all over the audience by telling these stories. It really is my favorite part.
Is it really your favorite part?
I love storytelling. I really do. That's why Studs Terkel is one of my favorite authors. I just love storytelling. I love people describing. I just think it's wonderful. Why?
Have you seen Stud Terkel's latest book that he talks about himself?
No. Mm-mm. I mean, I've heard about it. I haven't read it.
We were in the Gooch and I were in the library waiting before we got our marriage license, and we had some time to kill.
Right. Get your own expressions.
And so we grabbed a couple of books and sat down, and I grabbed the Studs Terkel book and I was enthralled from page one. I've never read anything by him before.
You know, I shot a lot of I've talked about him a lot, but I shot a lot of his death footage for his documentary when he's dead. Isn't that horrible? I followed him around for a friend of mine who's a filmmaker, and I shot hours and hours of footage of him signing books and stuff and meeting people and all this. Anyway, blow up.
Yeah,
really.
Blow up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, do you have anything interesting to say to my audience?
Don't waste your time anymore with this dried-up lesbian. She's so yesterday.
You're Skyping out.
So, fuck. Am I really Skyping out? Are you just saying that, you liar?
No. Unfortunately, I'm too lazy. Fortunately for you, I'm too lazy to edit it out. I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy, and I'm fucked.
Okay. No, you know I adore you. I absolutely adore you. And I think you're the greatest podcast that has ever been or ever will be.
Oh, you're a fucking cunt.
I do. There's none in the world that I enjoy as much as your.
I hate to repeat myself for the sake of somebody on the. But why? Because I talked about it already on the program. But you know the guy that I was meeting with that I told you about on the Eat This Hut show, that's doing the podcast, and you said,
yes.
"Oh, well, you must be cute, or you wouldn't have met with people because you don't help people." And I said, "Yeah, you're right." Do you know when I was talking to him because he wanted to know about green vlogs and blogs and all that. I said, well, you know what? Google Daryl Hannah, because she's done a lot of work with the biodiesel for the shitting cars, and she's done a lot of work. She's into these liberal causes, and she's done a lot about green causes, so Google her. You know what he said to me?
What did he say to you, Madge?
Who is Daryl Hannah?
Ow! Ow!
I said, well...
Well, before you were born, there was a movie called Splash.
Yeah, and Blade Runner. I mean, okay, I can understand not knowing Splash, though not really, but Blade Runner? Everybody knows about Blade Runner.
Best movie Daryl Hannah ever did.
I mean, and this is an art...
Blade Runner.
Graduate. What, Splash?
No, High Spirits.
I never heard of it.
That's right. No one has. It's a terrifically funny comedy starring the double phallic named Peter O'Toole.
Oh, God, that's good. I love him. He's one of the best actors in the whole wide world.
You got it. So rent High Spirits.
I just typed it right next to Good Ship Lolly Pap Smear, which is what I'm calling this program.
I like that Good Ship Lolly Pap Smear.
Okay.
And that's funny because I just downloaded a Shirley Temple song because I needed to add to a bleed that I'm going to do.
Good. Don't tell me which one. I'm going to be surprised. I love the Shirley.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Auntie Vera, for putting that show together, and I will post it.
Well, I'm sending it. Soon. As soon as you hang up with me, I'll send it.
Joy. So that's eatthishotshow.com, our group show with you, me, and Wanda Wisdom. It's actually much better than this piece of shit show, evidently. Everybody's always liked that show the most of all the shows I do, probably because it's got the least of me.
No, actually, you dominate wherever you are, my darling.
Oh, listen, this is good for your impersonations, and then I'll let you go.
Okay,
this is where Headline Association. I just read this headline. Jerry Lewis detained for carrying gun at airport.
Lady, I had a gun and I didn't point it at no one because I was scared and I had it in my bag alive.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saw Jerry Lewis in Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh, dear God.
Did I ever tell you this?
No.
I have
he
this...
Balls listen, to do Tevye.
Just listen to the story because it's funny. I have this friend named Lori. We've been friends since college. She is one of the most hilarious people I know on the earth because she's just insane. Just in fucking sane. Totally fucking nuts. So she calls me and she says, Maggie.
she's confused.
Really confused because she thinks I'm an R and not an M. You know, and she says, Maggie, come on, we're going to go see Jerry Lewis and Fiddler on the Roof at the Drury Lane Theater in Oak Park Terrace. I said, what? I said, Jerry Lewis and Fiddler on the Roof? She says, yeah, come on, it'll be great, come on, and the tickets are free. I said, well, you know what, I fucking hate Jerry Lewis because all he does is smoke and I hate those fucking muscular dystrophy kids, but I can't imagine him... In Fiddler on the Roof is Tevye, which she said is Tevye. I said, how could he do that? She's like, I don't know. That's why I want to go. Come and see it. So we go. We schlep out to the worst theater in the whole world, the Drury Lane. It's this dreadful place where they have things like, you know, where they have like Mama Cass is Mame. I am just making that up, but you know what I mean. Just completely out of control bad. We get there. And we, you know, there's 1,000 blue hairs in the audience. The curtain opens. Jerry Lewis comes out in his usual bow tie, and he does a stand-up routine, which was horrible. Not funny at all. Stand-up routine for 2 hours. I said, Lori, this isn't Fiddler on the Roof. She said, I know, but it's the only way I could get you to come to this. I was so livid. Not a word that came out of his mouth was funny. He was still doing the hyphen. He was talking about how he's like 80,000 years old and he has this baby, this infant. I mean, it's just horrible.
Did he sing anything from
Don't remember. I blacked out. This was then. I blacked it out, you know. I was so... Can you imagine that I was gullible enough to think that Jerry Lewis would play Tevye?
Tevye.
But that shows you how insane this friend of mine is.
Tradition, Levy! Tradition, Levy! Amateur girl!
I don't know, every time I try to say hyphen, it comes out girdle.
Girdle!
All right, Vera, thank you very much.
All right, my darling, I'll send this to you as soon as we hang up, and I take it to hanging me up now, baby.
I'll take it. I'll talk turd you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, I guess I'll end this program now. Oh, my God, it's an hour. That's like a long program for me. I don't know what to play. I need to play something to end with. I don't know. Oh. Bye, whatever, darling.
is normal. Don't let them upset him. He's not able to pick the sperm cell.
Please that remove way cut it with a piece of cotton and some surgical
but he's
lubricating gel.
Normal male.
One testicle hangs lower than the other.
It may even be somewhat, but it's normal.
For her
please
to have
just
a
remember
vagina,
they're normal and don't
him,
let them upset.
This too is
in a
perfectly
house,
normal. It's normal
for her to have a vagina
together,
and for him to have a penis.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax.
He's not able to produce sperm cells.
Please don't do that to each other.
Have any children.
This too is perfectly normal. This too is perfectly normal.
We call that the gang phase, the homosexual phase.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax. And this is what you can expect, and this usually takes place.
Please remember that you never create a concern in those girl that's about to menstruate by referring to her as somebody that's sick or called homosexual.
Same cheese, then more macaroni.
Begins to sound like Dreamland's cheesy mountain.
It is a dream dish. Over the top and final layer of macaroni, place wide slices of the cheddar, like a golden awning over all. Finally, sprinkle seasoned breadcrumbs. You can buy them all ready to use. Over the top slices of cheese. The casserole must be wet, the cheese abundant.
When it is baked for half an hour at least, those crumbs on top turn brown and the dish is moist and creamy.
It's please time now have for intercourse the more
those
frequently so you can learn to relax.
On a round glazed plate. A brown plate, if you have
sick.
One, gives
she
the snow white cauliflower,
normal.
The golden carrots, and the deep green beans a handsome background.
And keep the vegetables a little on the undercooked side. Serve the long beans whole, not sliced. Steam or boil all three vegetables in very little water. Drain them at once. Place the large head of snowy cauliflower in the center. Arrange carrots with freshly chopped dill or parsley and the green beans around them. Pour a little melted butter and lemon juice over them just as you swing the dish onto the table.
Don't forget to mention the large flat serving spoon. Well, I beg your pardon for butting in.
No need to. In a servantless house, both husband and wife should work together when giving a dinner party. Together, but with hush efficiency.
How about a little loving kindness, too?
Why not? Nothing gives a party a better atmosphere. Good bread helps, too.
Oh, I agree. Often a dinner is ruined by poor coffee and dull bread. There are so many
one
interesting breads in
the
world. Cold, crisp, or salt, seeded, or plain, long ones, and short ones, and of course those loaves of French or Italian bread that get even crisper when heated. And if you're lucky, those unsurpassed genuine French rolls, the kind you get in France. Vive la France!
Please don't do that to each other.
You're so moody. Who's standing there? All I want to do is touch you. Oh, yeah. Hey, sexy beauty. Why don't you step to me? It's about to go. Make it good for me. I'm feeling it, baby.
We will stand until the of how it
that thing you do to me.
How's it gonna be? I'll drop kick Russell Stover, moving
this beat,
starting over
so
house. No Matt Rouse and Chester watching me achieve
moving
my dreams. And we'll pray all them day, every day, that all this shit our president has got to say will go away. While we strive to
all
figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our mind. So if you wanna bring yourself,
remember that I love you.
Level this is started, it's perfectly normal.